Hey, Magic Makers, it's this week's iTunes review. Amy W. Fitness says, Kim knows her stuff, keeps it real on all levels, 5 stars. Awesome podcast series on relatable topics that women deal with. Kim's advice, along with her sense of humor, is what everyone needs to find their fit girl magic. Well, thank you so much, Amy W. Fitness. That warms my heart. If you haven't yet left your review, please head over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit rate, and then hopefully it's a 5-star hint, and leave me a review. Thanks.
Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, Magic Makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show.
All right, so Magic Makers, it is about that time. And I hate when women struggle. That's my biggest pet peeve, is when I see people struggle. And we don't have to struggle. And one of the biggest reasons why I see people struggle is that we don't cast a vision of where we want to be. And I remember when I first started health coaching, the first place we started with, you know, the first module, if you will, was working with your clients to come up with a vision. And it was, if your client doesn't have a vision of where they want to go, where they see themselves in the long term, why would they come work with you? And it was our job as a coach to help you see the importance of creating that vision. Now, here's where belief comes in, because, you know, some women that I've worked with, you know, I work with women over 40, and some of them have been like, girl, I've been dieting since I've been 15. I've gained and regained and lost and all around Robin Hood's barn, all the damn weight. And how do I finally, like, break free? And, you know, you can't talk to me about some vision, because I've had a vision for a billion years. And I get it. I get the frustration. I hear you. You know, I've been in that bucket where, you know, you want what you want. You want it right freaking now. And so one of the best things to do is I want you to sit down for like 10 hot minutes, okay? 10 hot minutes and cast a blueprint of where you want to be. What do you see your vision as? You know, and this is where I dream big. You know, remember when you were a kid and, you know, someone would ask you what you wanted to be and you're like, I want to be an astronaut, or I want to be, you know, Miss America, or I want to be President of the United States, whatever it was. You were just dreaming. You're like, no one told you that dream was crazy. No one told you that it was impossible, right? But along the way, we started building up this belief system that not everything's possible. We started believing that we can't do it all. And I'm going to hear to kind of, how do we start chipping away at that belief? And how do we do that is, let's start to create this vision. And to help you create this vision, I've created a document so that you can, while you're taking your 10 hot minutes, you can, you know, have some type of guidelines to help you organize your thoughts. And so you got to find that. And again, I'll put it in the show notes, but I'm going to throw the link out now for those eager beavers. You can find it at bit.ly/creating vision. Okay. And that's all one word. All right. So a vision is what helps you set your priorities. And what I see a lot of people is they pop around for different goals. 1 week they want to run a marathon. 1 week they want to do a fitness competition. One week they want to do a powerlifting competition. One week they want to do a Tough Mudder. And so while they're all fitness goals, they all require different activities. They all require different energy systems within your body. And so while it's fitness, it's under the umbrella, it's competing. They're competing for different energy systems in your body. So what I always challenge my clients is that create this vision and let's kind of work in 90-day increments. And so that our goals start to build on top of each other. I'm not saying that these goals aren't impossible to achieve, but it's like you can't go for 2 weeks doing this and then 2 weeks doing something else and another 2 weeks doing that. You're never going to see progress. And that's where you get frustrated, is that you're like, I've been working on this for so long. And I'm like, oh, how long have you been working on it? Well, and then, you know, that's when I get my aunt, you know, that's when I get my, well, this happened and that happened and blah, 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 blah. All right. So for many of you, setting goals freaks you out because maybe in the past you have not met your goal. And I'll be honest, there are goals I haven't met. But instead of looking at that as a sign, and trust me, I believe in signs, instead of using it as a sign that it wasn't meant to be, I use this as a sign of what I'm supposed to do next, right? I look at, you know, I'm a sucker for true crime. I love the TV show CSI. And I look at it as CSI, right? They walk in, murder scene. And they look at the body. They look at the blood. They look at the, you know, and they try to piece back, how did this person die, right? Did someone beat him over the head? Did he get shot? Did they get stabbed? How did this body land on the floor? And that's what happens with your, when you don't hit a goal. And even when you do hit a goal, it's like, okay, what did I do? Because the, ideally, I want to create this repeatable process so that I can do it like boom, boom, boom. I don't even have to think about it anymore, right? Because so many times you see these, you know, women out there and you're just like, they're just like, it's just effortless. Like they wake up and they know exactly what to eat. They know exactly how to work out. And you're just like, dang, how come I can't be that way? You can be that way. But it starts with one, casting that vision. Where do you want to go? And think about what's possible for you? What's realistic for you? Because the other reason why I see many people fail is that, you know, you'll go on these diets, right? One week you'll be keto, paleo, Whole30, but it doesn't encompass your life. You know, maybe you travel. So being Whole30 or being keto or being paleo might not be the easiest thing, or you might find yourself stressing out when you're looking at a menu and just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to eat. That is the worst feeling in the world, right? I absolutely hate when, you know, people say to me, I don't know what to eat when I go to a restaurant, or I don't go out to eat at a restaurant because I'm afraid that they won't have anything that I can have. Well, here I can tell you, there's no restaurant on the planet that doesn't have some form of a protein and some form of vegetable. And you can never go wrong because no one ever said, I got fat eating broccoli. I mean, if someone tells you that, please send them my way. I want to see this. Clearly, they should be in Guinness Book of World Records, okay? So here's where I'm going to talk about the framework, right? I want you to really think about where do you want to be? And so when I first started my business, you know, my coach said, you know, she asked me a question, how do you define success? And that was like a, whoa, like it was just like, you know, record scratcher for me, because I was like, the pat answer I gave her, I was like, oh, I can do anything I want. And, you know, I make enough money to pay my bills. And I was giving her all the pat answers, all the answers that sounded awesome, right? But I wasn't giving her, she's like, but truly, like, why do you want to this business? You could go get a traditional job. You know, you could go back and work at the gym. You know, why do you want this business? And, you know, what does an ideal day look like for you? Are you hustling all day long? You know, what are you doing? Are you having some downtime? Are you just always working with clients? Are you traveling? What is an ideal day for you? And so those are the kind of questions that she started, you know, asking me to start to really, you know, think about what is it? What do I want? And I don't think many of us take the time to think about what do we want. We think, oh, I want to be leaner. I want to be skinnier. You know, I want to fit into a certain size. I want to have a certain number on the scale, all of that stuff. But what does success look like for you? And what are you willing to do to keep that success? Okay. Because yeah, sure. You could hit a certain number on the scale. You could hit a certain size. But can you sustain that? Can you sustain that and be sane? Can you sustain that and live a happy life without that roller coaster that many of us have gone through, right? So this vision helps us really stay focused on and get clear on what matters most to us. You know, many of you have heard me talk about your why, right? You know, why I do this work is that I believe every woman should feel comfortable, fit in their body. I believe that. I feel you should feel confident and fit in your body. I truly believe that. No matter what size you are and no matter what the number says on the scale, every single person should be happy with where they are right now. Now, this vision says, you know what? I might not be at the end of my journey, but I'm on the path. And, you know, I want to, you know, break this myth that you're going to diet and you're going to hit your goal. And then you're like, all right, I'm putting my feet up. I'm resting on my laurels. Well, that ain't going to happen, right? That's not going to happen at all. You're going to find something else. There's going to be another mountain to climb and you're going to keep going and going and going and going and going until you find your Everest. Okay. So that's what the vision is. Because once you have a plan in place, you start to create this movie in your mind. And your brain doesn't know what you think about isn't reality. You know, so if you create that, like, wow, you know, I'm that person who I wake up and I just go to the gym. I'm that person and I just automatically gravitate towards the healthy choices on the menu. I'm that girl who just knows what to do. I go on vacation and I don't sweat it. I just know that I'm going to easily fit into my summer wardrobe, or I'm going to easily fit into my winter wardrobe, and I'm not going to worry about a thing, right? That's the kind of, you know, that's where you start to really think about, like, what do I want? What do I want? And it really starts to help you think about the possibilities, right? Because it's really so easy to live in our day to day and we're like, we got these blinders on and we're just like, we can't see left, we can't see right. We just see this mountain of work on our desk, or we see, you know, the schedule for all of our kids' activities, or we see, you know, whatever life is throwing at you right now. That's all we see sometimes. And we can't lift our heads up and get out of the muck. And one of the best ways to lift your head and get out of the muck is, like, think about what's possible, right? What would be possible for you if you felt amazing every dang day? Like, what would that feel like? Whoa, right? What would it feel like if you didn't walk around tired all the darn time, right? It would feel amazing. And, you know, one of the biggest things is, you know, I always talk to people is that, yeah, we're creating this vision. There's a lot of things that are going to show up on this piece of paper, but I'm all about, let's keep it simple, right? So if I scale it back, what's this to back? It always goes back. So what is the one small step I could take right now and feel like I can do that for the next week, next 30 days, right? That's where I want to keep your head. Think big. But then let's bring it back to at least one small step you can take. And so, you know, the building blocks of the vision blueprint is define what you want, right? Cast that vision. What do you want, right? Do you want to be that person who goes to the gym, you know, 5 days a week? Are you going to be that person who just eats healthy? Like, what is it? Clearly define what it is that you want to be. Because when you clearly define it, then you know, I can clearly articulate, like, if you want to come work with someone like me, you could clearly be like, Kim, my goal is I want to not have fat clothes in my closet anymore. I want to, no matter what time of year it is, I want to walk, open up my closet and pick out any pair of pants, shirt, dress, and just wear it. I want my clothes to feel like shoes. you know what? You don't have fat shoes, right? You just have one pair of shoes. So that's a clear vision. I'm like, all right, girl, I got you. I know exactly what that means. Now, the second piece is like, who do you want to become, right? Who is it? Like, there is the saying, act as if. Act as if you are already that person. And if you are already that person, what choices would you be making? Would you be making the same day in and day out choices? Or can you make one small change? So maybe you have a habit of at 4 o'clock when, you know, your energy starts to wane and you got one more hour left to work. You're like, I'm going to head to the vending machine and you're going to pull A7 and it's going to pull down some Swedish fish. And that's just going to get you through the day and get you on, you know, on the train home. Right. But maybe you say, you know what? My one change I can make is I'm at 4 p.m. I'm not going to head out and get those Swedish fish. I'm going to bring apple. I'm going to bring an orange. I'm going to bring grapes. And at 4 p.m., when I start to get that hungry Hannah feeling and I'm seeking out some type of quick sugar treat, I'm going to reach for fruit, right? So that's one simple change. And, you know, how many calories do you save on that? But not always reaching, going out to the Swedish fish or the M&Ms or the, you know, Lay's potato chips, right? That's one small change. And that's acting as if you were that healthy, fit person that you know is inside of you. Or at least I know is inside of you. I'm just hoping to pull it out of you. And now the next steps is what behaviors, what habits, what routines would you have to do? This is where the meat of the blueprint is, right? Because this is the key to consistency. And so many people think that it is following a certain meal plan, following a certain diet, following certain. It is, what can you do to be consistent, right? We know how to consistently put weight on, but how do we consistently keep weight off and maintain it? And here's where it comes. It's all about, what are the habits I can build that turn into great routines that lead to consistency that ultimately lead to your results? I call that the Fit Girl Magic Formula. And that's how it works. It's boom, 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 boom. Okay. Now, the second piece is, what's your motivation, right? I talked about your why. So we've set this big vision. Okay. This is what I want. I want to always go into my closet and wear whatever the hell I want to wear. Okay. Great. Awesome. But is that enough to motivate you? I'm here in Boston. It is going to get cold. It's going to get snowy. And is that enough on that, you know, 2-degree day? It's blizzard Karen outside. Am I going to want to get out of bed and go to the gym? Am I going to want to get out of bed and go to the grocery store? Is that enough? And that's where some of you are like, oh, I'm not motivated. Well, first, have you set a clear enough goal? And then from there, that's when you start, you know, like I said, you know, my coach asked me, how do I define success? So if I'm motivated by, like, you know what, if I lay in this bed and I don't go to the grocery store, or I lay in this bed and I don't go to the gym, is that getting me closer to fitting into anything I want in my closet? And those are the types of questions I ask myself on the regular, you know, I don't spring out of bed. I've been very honest with anyone who'll ask. There are mornings when the alarm clock goes off at 4:45 and I was like, sweet Georgia Brown, not today. And I have my 15 minute snooze and, you know, and it goes off every 5 minutes, and every 5 minutes I'm like, I'm not going to go. And then the second 5 minutes go, I'm like, you know what? I'm going. And then the third 5 minutes goes and I turn off the alarm and I lay there and I was like, this is not getting me towards my goal. And I get out of bed. Now, do I do it all the time? 99.8% of the time, I get out of bed. It's probably 0.02 out of the last 18 years that I have not gotten out of bed to go to the gym. But it has happened. But I want you to start thinking about it. Now, I tell people, that's my why. That's my motivation. But I need you to do the same thing. I need you to be able to have those questions that you ask yourself that say, you know what? I got this, right? Maybe in the beginning that you don't have that yet. And so maybe in the beginning, you have to go to a class where if you miss, you pay. Maybe in the beginning, you have to meet a friend because, you know, most of us will blow ourselves off. But if I told Louise I'm going to meet her at the gym at 6 a.m. or I told her I was going to go for a walk with her, whatever, I'm not going to blow her off, right? I don't want to be that friend. And if you are that friend, now's the time to change. All right. Then here is where you have to start looking at what challenges. You know, we all have challenges. We all have them. And what are they? And I want you to think about what could come up, you know, childcare, work, spouses, other family members, you know, sickness. Like, what are the obstacles that can come up? And start thinking of plan Bs. You know, in my former life, I was a meeting planner, and you always had to come up with plan B because, you know, stuff happens, right? Stuff happens all the time. So in the back of my mind, I had a plan B through D as to like what would potentially happen. So here's an example. All right. So snow, right? So I told you I live in New England. Snow happens. So typically, you know, they give you the 7-day forecast. So this, so say that there's, it's Tuesday right now. The recording, this is Tuesday. So say, you know, I look at the forecast this morning and they tell me that it's going to snow on Thursday. Well, I typically go to the gym Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. So if they tell me that it's going to snow on Thursday, then I'm like, all right. So that means I either change my Tuesday to Wednesday or I change my, I'm sorry, I change my Thursday to Wednesday or I change my Thursday to Friday. And so I have the flexibility in my schedule that, or have the flexibility in my workout schedule that I moved my workout because of the snow. So maybe I have to get to work early on. I work out Thursday morning. So maybe I have to get to work early and I won't be able to go to the gym, get, you know, get home, change all that other stuff before the gym. So then it's like, okay, let's see, where can I either move it in the week? Or can I go at lunchtime? Or can I go after work? So those are the kind of the you know, plan Bs, the plan Cs that you start, I want you to start thinking about in your head as you go through this scenario. And then, you know, I talked about this, right? Support. You need support. Now, if you're one of those people who you're like, I'm a lone wolf, great. I wish you the best of luck. But all of us need, we all have those ebbs and flows of just life, you know, sometime we're like, oh, I'm killing it. And then, you know, you could have that feeling for a couple of weeks. And then all of a sudden you're like, gosh, darn it. I ain't killing it. I suck. I'm just not doing it. It's just not working for me. Then you're like, I'm killing it. And then you're like, oh, I'm crap again. When you have those crap moments, you want to have that person who's like, no, girl, you're not crap. You know, let's brainstorm. How do you get out of this rut? How do you move forward? And that's one of the biggest things that I always see is that people always fall into this rut. And that's when, you know, the rut turns into a downward spiral. And then they're like, oh, I got to get back on track. That's why you have support. So that person who's always cheering you on, but also being true to you. You know, you don't want that friend who always has rose-colored glasses on, right? You want the friend, yeah, who gives you the rose-colored glasses, but you also want that friend who calls you on your stuff. And, you know, when you start making up stories about why you can't go to the gym or why you can't eat right, you want that friend to be like, okay, remember you told me you wanted to fit in everything in your closet? Well, how is this doing that for you? And you can't get mad at them because they're holding you accountable. And that's how, you know, if you don't have that person in your life, that's when a good coach comes in. That's where I come in. You know, that's most of the majority of how my clients get results is me holding them to their word. Like I said earlier, it's really easy for us to blow ourselves off. It's really easy for us to say no to us. But here's where I want you to build that muscle. Build that, like, I got this muscle so that no matter what life throws at you, you're like, I got this. And I'm going to be honest, life's going to throw some stuff at you. And you're just going to be like, What else you got, life? I'll take it. Bring it on. I got it. I'll take it all. And that's what the vision is. The vision helps you to just take on life. You know, we live in a very busy life, and busy is what we make it. And if we don't set aside a little time for ourselves, then who is? You know, your boss is going to be like, Kim, you've been working so hard. You should just leave a little early today. Well, let me just tell you, I worked in corporate for 15 years. I think my boss told me to leave early like 3 times in 15 years. So I'm guessing your things probably haven't changed in corporate, and I'm guessing that it's probably not going to change. So like I said, I've given you the steps. I've also given you the action guide. You just need to go to my website to grab it. So the link for that is bit.ly/creatingvision, all one word. Again, it'll be on my website in the show notes so that if you can't scribble this down fast. And take the time. Take, you know, 20, 30 minutes, sit down quietly and just say, this is what I want for my healthy life. And just start, just brainstorm. Just give yourself the freedom, the space to dream big. Think about when, like I said, when you were a kid and you said you wanted to be an astronaut or you wanted to be president of the United States, you know, just dream. Just go back to that place. You know, maybe your vision is you just want to be able to walk down the beach in a bathing suit without anything strategically placed. All right. That's all I got for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.